So our next speaker for the Lightning Talk session will be Stephen Mwigi, and we talk about building the world's virtual classroom. Welcome him.
Okay, thank you very much. Thanks. I'm delighted to be here talking to you today about building the world's virtual classroom and about the BigBlueButton open source software project. I'm the second speaker on the list here, although I wear many hats. I'm here in my role as the executive director of the BigBlueButton Foundation, the not-for-profit organization, the steward of the BigBlueButton open source software project. My co-speaker here, who's not joining me here today, but is in the photo there in about the middle from one of the recent developer events, that one in particular held in Germany, Fred Dixon. He's the product manager of the BigBlueButton project and very active in the community. Many of you probably heard of BigBlueButton, but you've often been thinking of it as a video conferencing platform. I'm introducing it here today as a platform for purpose-built virtual classrooms, and that purpose is online education. It empowers teachers to teach, it empowers learners to learn, and that means you need video, you need a video conferencing system, but you need a lot more than that. And that's what I'm going to try to convey here on the next slide. When we get together for a video conference, the main goal there is about meeting, bringing together people that are in different locations so we can talk to one another. When we're getting together for a virtual classroom and online education, our purpose is a different one, and that's to learn collectively and to learn collaboratively. Video conferencing is table stakes there. We absolutely need that, but we need a lot more than that. That's what this drawing is trying to convey here. So if you've heard of BigBlueButton as a video conferencing system, lots of open source software projects have chosen to use it for their seminars, open source software foundations using it in that capacity. That's great. Please continue to do so. It's a good video conferencing system. But what really drives the team here that's developing the project is some of these other things around the virtual classroom and online learning. That's what I'm talking to you about today. The potential here is really high. So you'll have heard of the Sustainable Development Goals out of the United Nations that drive so much policy in government and in the private sector here today. One of those Sustainable Development Goals is around education. Sustainable Development Goal number 4 is ensuring inclusive and equitable quality education and promote lifelong learning opportunities for all. But the data tells us that we've got some way to go on that there's a significant segment that doesn't have access to quality education, and that's particularly troubling in the younger segments. And having that available in your browser, provided we get the rest of the infrastructure right, can make a contribution to some of these big goals, like the Sustainable Development Goals of the UN. BigBlueButton is open source. It's open source both in the sense of open source license under the LGPL and open source in the sense of a collaborative development community. Localized into many languages, and that all happens from community contributions. Our developers speak several languages, but they don't speak 55 languages. And it comes from contributions from people that are not primarily developing the software, the language localizations. But there have been contributions from many developers worldwide. We see open source here as a way to reach everyone, and then also do so in a way that recognizes security, privacy, data requirements in your local regions by you being in control of your learning data. It also integrates well with other software systems. So in the education space, the most important systems there amongst universities and colleges and in K-8 education is the learning management systems that are the main interface between students and teachers asynchronously when they're not in the classroom. So a lot of work has gone into BigBlueButton to integrate well with all of the major learning management systems. There's a special relationship with Moodle, but all of these systems here, BigBlueButton integrates with that, and that has important it has important implications for joining, authenticating, joining the classroom from the same systems that you use for the rest of your learning. It's also built on open source, and you may recognize some of your favorite projects here that are consumed by BigBlueButton. So here's the timeline here that I'm going to talk to you about today. From 2007, of the humble beginnings of a developer at one university really scratching an itch at that university for delivering capability for online learning that didn't exist in any of the software systems of the day. Software systems that are different from the ones people are using today for video conferencing and online learning, because that was a long time ago. 2024 today, we're looking at making an impact on UN development goals, and important event there in the middle is everything that happened with the global pandemic and how that changed online activities for everyone worldwide, where things that had not been online needed to go online very quickly. And the implications for projects like this one were about needing to learn how to scale. So Big Blue Button works very, very well for small deployments. It's easy to install. You can use it for very small sessions that just involve a few people. The work there in between was on the load balancing systems, on the other back-end network technologies to be able to deploy at scale. So some of those large deployments, and there's many around the world, here's a state in southern Germany that has deployed Big Blue Button across 3,000 schools. And what I'm showing here in the graphic is a performance management dashboard. And it's at the top there, it's indicating we've got slightly over 185,000 simultaneous users there, spread across, as you can imagine, many servers. And I don't have all the details on that system, but it's a large deployment. Another example here is the wide deployment of Big Blue Button across France, with the capabilities there for 500,000 concurrent teachers and students being online simultaneously. So that capability to scale from very small systems to very large systems was what was one thing that changed during the pandemic. Now I want to talk to you about the future of where we want to take this. The framework that underpins Big Blue Button to enable these things, where we're at today with some of the capabilities, and where we want to go in the future with that. What we want to achieve here is a wonderful user experience, where learners and instructors are saying afterwards, that's the best experience I've ever had. That was a great online learning experience. And now all the thought goes into how it is that we would implement that. And one of those ways is building on the decades of research we have in learning and teaching, this whole domain of pedagogy. And I don't mean to turn this into a talk on theories of learning and that sort of thing, but I do want to convey with you some examples of three ideas that come out of our research on learning and teaching that shape and change what you would do in the software systems. Okay, so these will come together in just a second. Three ideas from pedagogy. So one of them, and this is the one most people have probably heard of before, is the idea of thinking of learning in taxonomies. That there's low-level thinking, there's high-level thinking, there's many, many things in between. And they're different. The way it is that we develop them, the way in which we assess them, the order in which people become stronger at them is different. Okay? And in our systems, we would want to be able to take that into account. And if you want to learn more about any of these ideas, Wikipedia is a great entry point. And I provide some thoughts down in the bottom of each slide. Particular area that's of interest to us on this is the zone of application, where of some of the higher order thinking that's here. A second idea that comes to us from pedagogy is really about collaboration. So the underlying theory here is one of proximal development, that there's tasks that I can accomplish if I were learning on my own. But we can take it a little bit further. If we're in a setting with collaboration, with mentorship, with feedback, I can accomplish more difficult, more challenging tasks than I could have done if I were doing them alone. And with time and with practice, I can do those tasks independently. So this is about accelerating learning through collaboration, learning faster, learning more, learning better. And there's some good work there that we can draw on when we're thinking about how to do that in a software platform. A third idea that's influenced the Big Blue Button design quite a bit is the whole notion of social constructivism. And there's a lot of ideas here, but this is the work that underpins the Moodle learning management system. And what I'm conveying to you here are what's sometimes called Martin's five laws that come out of his research before the development of Moodle. A lot of compatibility then between between BigBlueButton and the Moodle Learning Management System. So those ideas come together in software design here, where one of the things that we've got now, taking those three ideas and bringing them together, is these virtual circles now of learning, of applied learning in particular. And that leads us to think about this as capability in the software that we have for application. The effort, and we want learning to be effortful, that was about the zone of proximal learning, that's generating data, and with those data we can generate analytics. And then we take those analytics and report them through a learning dashboard that lets us take action on that. Actions in real time while we're teaching, and then actions afterwards where we can look back at what happened during this session or this course or this other structure. So that means capabilities like breakout rooms, and lots of systems have breakout rooms, but the breakout rooms here aren't just about going off and meeting, they're about doing work in those breakout room sessions, and then bringing the results of that back into the main room again afterwards. So it leads you to think about breakout rooms differently. Tools, both in the main session and in those breakout sessions, like an interactive whiteboard, where people that are in different locations need to work together on tasks to do things. Some capabilities here around taking the instructor's material and in an automated and easy way turning that into polls so that we can be interactive and I can do some assessment, some engagement as to whether you're picking up the ideas that we've been talking about. The Learning Analytics Dashboard is what we'd be working with afterwards then to see how did the session go, are people getting it, are they engaged, are they participating, or are there participants here that I should be reaching out to see what else we can do to help. Looking at that's capabilities that are all in place today, and now want to look ahead to the future. So this is that diagram I showed early on about video and the capabilities that we need for the virtual classroom. So in the development that happens now, there's this important video conferencing element, and what we're trying to do there is parity. So making sure we continue to be as good as other systems that are doing video. So you can continue to do the things you do with open source software foundations and do your seminars on BigBlueButton. But a lot of the interesting things are in this other circle, being really, really awesome at these things that video conferencing systems just aren't trying to do at all. So part of that is a continued focus on pedagogy. I shared three ideas with you. There's many, many more in the research. But building up capabilities in our systems that make sense based on learning and experience about learning. Collaboration. The instructor, the teacher, the professor, as much as a mentor and a coach as they are broadcasting information from one to many, critical skills, all those levels of the taxonomies. And then supporting a variety of use cases of the fully online virtual classroom, the hybrid virtual classroom where we've got some people in the room and a lot of people remote. And doing that increasingly through a plug-in architecture that lets you customize your user experience. So BigBlueButton works really well out of the box, but if you want it to be different and work for your use case, you do that. The plug-in architecture is something that's under development now. 2.7 is a system that everyone's using in production today. 3.0, which introduces the plug-in architecture, has currently had its second developer release, what we call an alpha release. So I wouldn't put it in production just yet, but we'd love to see you deploy it and give us your bug reports and help us make it production ready, which is something that will happen soon. And growing that, taking more capability out of the core, building it into plugins, and having your systems more and more customizable as time goes on, building the capability that you need for your learning scenarios. Enabled by the plug-in architecture, then, is building on this with the work you want to do in education. One of the hot topics right now throughout education is artificial intelligence and where does it fit. So a plug-in architecture gives you the capability to build it in or experiment with it in anywhere you like. AI before our classroom sessions, working with the course material and inputs from the learning management system. AI during our sessions, things that we can do in breakout rooms and capabilities because the instructor can't be everywhere, but we're doing many tasks here in parallel, and the potential for AI to assist with that. And then AI afterwards of taking the learning dashboard up a level and what it is that we can do with that information. So part of my call to action here would be having those of you interested in AI work in education, you do that here in ways that you can't do with a proprietary platform. This is my last slide. So what now? Join us if you find this interesting. Lots of resources for my talk posted to the website, but take a look, get more information. The system's easy to install. You can learn more about it, join the developer mailing list, come out for a community call. These are events that are held in Big Blue Button every few weeks, and they're announced on the developer list. And if you're interested in contributing, here's a link to some resources on how it is you might do that. Okay, thank you so much for your time and attention here today.